Hello, BKFK listeners. Today's story is one of our older unreleased episodes, which we thought you might enjoy while we're hard at work writing you more stories. This story is a tale of extraordinary courage and heroism, and it's a true story. I think it would be advisable to listen to the story with an adult, because there's a lot of action and it's very thrilling. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
The Battle of Thermopylae. Ancient Greece, Thermopylae, a place so hot and sulfurous, they think it's the entrance to the infernal realm of Hades. The locals name it the Hell Gate. But King Leonidas and his brave band of 300 Spartans call it the last stand against the tyranny of the god emperor Xerxes and his multitudinous army. An army so vast in size and number that the ground trembled beneath their sandaled feet. It was an army built for one single purpose: conquest. And what an army it was! Scores, nay legions of elephants, archers, armored rhinoceroses, spearmen, swordsmen, mystics, honor gods, and immortals. Ancient Grecian scholars tell that his army was so large that when it arrived on the banks of the Echedorus River, his soldiers proceeded to drink it dry. Xerxes and his men marched ever onward to the sound of trumpets and drums, gongs and cymbals that beat out a calamitous racket loud enough to wake the very gods. And so it was that until then, the kingdoms and city-states of the known world fell before them like wheat before the scythe. But that was until they encountered the finest warriors in antiquity, the Spartans, ruled by a king so brave and full of compassion that he led his men from the front, standing shoulder to shoulder with them in the thick of battle. He was no fool, their king. He knew that they would probably not return home from that place. That's why he chose only soldiers with living sons so that their families could continue to thrive.
Men, hear my words! Tomorrow we march to the Hell Gates to defend our land from the brutality of Xerxes. And by our deeds and feats of arms, will he learn that there's nothing in this life that fights so hard as a Spartan with his back to the wall.
The men cheered and laughed, for they were not afraid. They were the Spartans, and looked at death in battle as its own reward. One of the older soldiers, a soldier of mirth and merriment, asked their king,
"But what about the arrows of the invaders? We won't be able to see the sun."
And King Leonidas laughed and said,
"Well, brave Spartan, won't it be nice to fight in the shade?"
And upon that evening, they slept and dreamt of what lay ahead. They were afoot and marching long before the sun had even cracked the horizon. They marched in step and in silence, with spears and cloaks hung over their broad shoulders, swords on their waist, and their much scratched and dented shields on their backs. The sun rose, and with it, the heat. But before noon of that day, they reached the gates. To their left was a massive cliff of sandstone reaching up high. To their right was a sheer drop that ended in the wine-dark sea far below. They stood on the only path Xerxes could take to get around the peninsula, and it was narrow, very narrow indeed. Wide enough to fit two chariots side by side. King Leonidas decided that it was here that they would defend their lands.
Warriors of Sparta, line up!
He shouted. The men moved as one and formed rank after rank of spear and shield and waited for Xerxes and his invaders to show themselves. They didn't have long to wait. They could hear them long before they could see them. The ground shook. Pebbles, then boulders broke free from the cliff face and came crashing down among them. In front of them, a cloud of dust rose to muddy the sky as the beasts and men marched relentlessly forward. Elephants trumpeted. Drums beat. Overseers' whips flicked and lashed, driving the beasts of war toward the Spartan ranks. Battle, it would seem, was inevitable. Xerxes the fool, Xerxes the mad, Xerxes the vain, rode on a litter carried by slaves and laughed when he saw the handful of Spartans blocking his way.
What is this?
He shouted over the crowd.
An ant beneath the feet of my army! A fly buzzing around my royal head! A tiny wasp that would sting me while I sleep! Move aside, Spartans, and maybe I shall be merciful, for if you don't, I will show you nothing but wrath.
The Spartans booed Xerxes and admonished him for his cruelty.
Silence!
Bellowed Xerxes, now angry at being thwarted by such a small group of men.
Hand over your weapons,
he commanded. King Leonidas took off his helmet, stepped forward, and shouted,
"You've marched all this way! Why not come and take them?"
Xerxes, now foaming at the mouth in anger, howled,
"Archers! Darken the sky!"
A full 5,000 arrows were loosed and buzzed like angry hornets towards the tightly packed ranks of the Spartans. But the Spartans were well trained and dropped to their knees in an instant, pulling their large shields over their heads to protect themselves. The arrows fell like deadly raindrops, but injured no one.
Phalanx!
Ordered the king. The men stood, raised their shields until just below their eyes, and formed a single, impenetrable wall of bronze. Their long spears stuck out from tiny gaps in the shield wall as they waited for the first attack. Xerxes gave the order, and a wave of 10,000 Persian warriors came rushing toward them. By the time the sun was setting in the west, not a single Persian stood, and not a single Spartan had fallen. The 300 had won the day. But who knew what tomorrow would bring? Xerxes awoke, and for all his fury the previous day, he was left perplexed and more than a little frightened.
How can it be that 300 can withstand the blades of 10,000?
He asked his commanders.
If you do not secure victory for me today, you will find yourselves leading the charge from the front.
The sun rose and the armies assembled. Insults were hurled.
Stupid moron!
And battle was joined. But by nightfall, the Spartans still held the hell gates. And not a solitary Persian had come close to beating them. That night, as the men rested and tended to their wounds, their king, brave Leonidas, walked among them and spoke as if he was one of them, reminding them that they were the sons of Sparta and that no matter what happened the next day, he was proud to be their king as well as their brother in arms. Across the plateau, on the other side of the gates, things were very different indeed. Xerxes ranted and raved and had his commanders beheaded for their incompetence.
Never have I seen such a debacle,
he shouted.
A handful of men, numbering no more than a handful of seeds, have not once but twice beat us back and left none alive. Tomorrow, no matter what happens, we must win the day.
That evening, a solitary guard found the beginnings of a goat trail that led up and around the hell gates, thus allowing Xerxes to flank King Leonidas and send a detachment of men behind the 300 Spartans. The sun rose once more over the red horsehair plumes of Spartan helmets as they stood together, waiting to see what the day would bring. The Persians attacked without mercy from front and the rear, and despite the ferocity of the Spartans' defense, they slowly shrank in numbers as Thanatos, the god of death, came to claim them all. Their spears shattered, their shields broke, and their short swords cut this way and that. But they were stuck fast between two forces of Persians, and there was nothing they could do. The 300 became 200, then 100, until there was but a handful of men in a circle around the king. The scribe Herodotus would later say,
"Here they defended themselves to the last. Those who still had swords using them, and the others resisting with their hands and teeth, until the Persians coming on from the front over the ruins of the wall and closing in from behind finally overwhelmed them."
And so it was that the king of Sparta had fallen, surrounded by the bodies of both friend and foe, as Xerxes marched onward through the lands of the free people. Leonidas was gone, but definitely not forgotten. For if you were to journey to what we know today as Greece and walk the dusty road to that place they call the Hell Gates, you would see a statue of King Leonidas standing proudly above the ground upon which they fought. There is also a plaque there that reads,
"Go tell the Spartans, stranger, passing by, that here, obedient to their laws, we lie."
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.